Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
So
he was like a bad guy in a way.
Well, yeah.
If you were good, he was a good guy. If you were bad, he was a bad guy.
Exactly. So on the second Christmas day, I was like, what's everybody doing? Like,
have you noticed any cultural differences with how Christmas is celebrated here in Portugal?
Yeah, we're very easy to please. So come celebrate Christmas with us.
Well, I did spend Christmas here last year. Alone.
It's going to be my kind of first winter in 2 years. So I'm a bit scared. What advice do you have for people that are celebrating Christmas in a new country for the first time, away from family, that feel lonely or homesick?
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
I'm Ibra Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. Today we have a very special episode because it's our Christmas episode. It's...
as you can see.
Yeah. We are going all out for Christmas. And if you're listening to the episode, we can definitely recommend you to stop listening, go to YouTube and watch the video instead of listening, because it's so cozy in here.
See all of the beautiful decorations. Now I can't speak.
We have a beautiful Christmas tree in the middle. We have headbands with lights. We have some cozy candles. We have hot chocolate to keep us warm. So it's gonna be cozy.
Yes, and I have Bella here in my lap.
Yeah, Bella's joining us also. And today's episode, we're going to talk about Christmas traditions and how we celebrated Christmas in Portugal, how we're gonna celebrate Christmas this year, and about the holidays.
Yeah. How are you gonna spend your Christmas this year?
Let us know in the comments.
Yes.
So, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Okay. As always.
Well, let's dive into it. How did you used to celebrate Christmas in your home country?
So, growing up in Missouri, we would celebrate Christmas. It would start on Christmas Eve. Mm. And we would all... So my mom, she would buy all the gifts for everyone, but we could open one gift on Christmas Eve, and we got to pick. Well, actually, she would pick which gift we could open.
No.
Now that I think about it. But we could open one gift on Christmas Eve, and we would all get around the tree, and she would hand out which gift we could open. And it was normally like some socks or some clothes or something like that. It was more... normally like a Christmas like pajamas or something like that, because we all would wear like matching pajamas for Christmas Day.
Yeah, April also wanted to wear it today, but she couldn't find
I was gonna wear my Christmas pajamas, but I could only find the bottoms, so I was like, nobody's gonna see the bottoms.
That's true.
So I wore something Christmassy.
Yeah, it's cute. I really love the color.
Thank you. It's very green.
Yeah.
For those listening.
Yeah, it looks good on you, the color green.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's what we would do. And then Christmas Day, I remember as a little kid, we would like run down. We couldn't sleep. I remember this one Christmas, I was probably like 7, and we could not sleep. And we were just, me, my brother, and my sister were all in the same room, and we were just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, like Santa's coming. And did we leave out cookies for him? And like, oh my gosh, I can't sleep. Like, and then we would wake up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and
so like, excited.
Yeah, yeah, so excited. And we'd be like, it's Christmas, it's Christmas, wake up, wake up. And then we would all run down to the Christmas tree, and then we would just like start tearing open gifts. It was the cutest thing, it really was. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. You also have quite a big family, right?
So. I do. So I, in my immediate family, it's total of five of us, okay, brothers and sisters, including me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom, and then it was with my stepdad mostly growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I have more family, other sisters as well from my dad's side. But yeah, it's a big family.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was mostly just our immediate family on Christmas.
Yeah, it's also maybe a bit hard to get everybody together, right? With the planning and everything. And
yeah, it can be like that. It just depends, because everyone's a little spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But nowadays, so that was when I was like a little kid. But nowadays, we basically, everyone, my mom buys matching pajamas for everyone. And we have to wear them like the night before. And we still open the one gift. And yeah, and then in the morning, now it's mostly just like for the little kids. No, during Christmas, yeah. It's like for my nieces.
Yeah, it changes a bit, right?
Yeah.
When you get older.
When you get older, you just get close. But that was my experience. What was it like for you? Because you guys celebrate two Christmases.
Yeah, that's true. I was also thinking about it when we were preparing this episode, mm-hmm. because I remember I spoke about this in another episode, that in the Netherlands we have two Christmas days, yeah. And I really thought that was like a universal thing. And then I came to Portugal and I found out here they only have like one Christmas day, it's the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that most European countries, they have only the 25th. And I was so surprised, because for me it's so normal to have two Christmas days.
Yeah.
And then I was also Googling it, because I was like curious to see, like,
Googling it. I love it.
Go ahead. Yeah, because I didn't know, like, why do we have two Christmas days and then other countries don't.
Uh-huh.
And I found that in the Middle Ages, they had four Christmas days.
In the Middle Ages, they had four?
Yes.
And what did it, was each day specific for something?
That I couldn't find. It was like AI overviews. It was like in short.
Ah.
So I read that they had like four Christmas days. And I'm wondering, like, why did they brought it back to one? Is it like because of the capitalist society or something, that they were like, you better go to work, you only get one Christmas day, only one day off.
Yeah, so wait, the four was actually Dutch as well?
No, it was like in the Middle Ages, so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Netherlands,
it didn't say what region.
Okay. Right? It's like so long ago, I don't think, right? I don't know, like, don't ask me anything about history. Maybe I'm saying something really weird now, but it's like,
they can correct us in the comments.
Yeah, please. Yeah, but I found that on the 26th, it was not to celebrate like the birth of Jesus, but like to kind of like for another holy guy, Stephanus or something. So it's kind of his day. But I'm very happy with this Stephanus guy, because it gives us like two Christmas days. So that's amazing. And I found that only the Netherlands, Germany, the UK and Italy have two Christmas days, and the other European countries, they don't. Funny, right?
I didn't realize that Italy, the UK...
Me neither. That's
Germany.
Why I Googled it. Because I was curious to see like...
So it's like an extra day, not Christmas Eve, an extra day after Christmas.
Yeah, it's just, we call it second Christmas day. It's like you have Christmas Eve, then you have first Christmas day, then you have second Christmas day.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, normally for me, Christmas was 2 days, and of course also Christmas Eve. And I think when I was younger, we would also celebrate with more people, like you said, like with a bigger part of the family mm-hmm. when you were a kid.
Yeah,
that was also for me. But then, like later on, it changed a bit. And also, when I was a kid, we didn't celebrate Christmas with presents because that's not really a Dutch tradition. We have something else. It's called Sinterklaas. And Sinterklaas is celebrated on the 5th of December. And that's kind of like this holiday for little kids where they can put their shoe like, how do you call it when the thingy where there normally is like a fireplace?
Oh, the fireplace.
But mm-hmm. then down there, how do you call it? Is there a name for like at the fireplace or?
At the base of the fireplace?
Yeah, kind of. That's like the old tradition, but like most houses don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. But then when you would wake up, there was like a present in your shoe.
Ah.
So that's kind of similar to, I think, how you did it with Christmas, right? When you were a kid, kind of.
I mean,
not with the shoe, but yeah. I mean that you would wake up and like.
Wake up and then yeah. open presents. Yeah.
Exactly.
But in your case, it was one gift. Or were there multiple?
I think, yeah. It depends because I think also like my family, they gave like their own kind of meaning to Sinterklaas, to the tradition. Mm. So it was like on the 5th of December, I think you had like one present in your shoe and then you would celebrate like during the weekend or something. I would celebrate with my brother or like with other family. And then we had like this whole kind of bag with all the presents and then with names on it and with like how do you call it, not letters but like a little rhyme on it
on like a bag
like on the present.
Oh, on the present someone would write it on the present.
Yeah, like not like
a nursery rhyme kind of thing.
No, yeah, I don't know.
Or like a poem it.
Yeah, a poem. Yeah,
a poem.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, so you would get a poem too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
nice.
And that was attached to that specific present.
Oh.
So it was like...
That's so sweet. So thoughtful.
Yeah.
It was, I like that.
For example, when something was coming in handy for that person, it was like the poem was about that. So it was super personal. And I remember with my my family, mm-hmm. because I also have quite a big family, and when we would celebrate Sinterklaas, I think that was more like our tradition when I was a kid. And then we would celebrate with the whole family and then we had all these presents and then we made like a game that you could steal each other's presents and like,
oh, like the it would go game. Around.
Yeah,
the white elephant yeah. is what we do it in the States, yeah.
Yeah, so that was what we did with the presents. And then Christmas was more about just gathering with family and yeah, having a Christmas dinner or going somewhere. But mostly it was just about being together,
I like
not
that.
About the presents.
I don't like,
yeah.
like as I've gotten older, I don't like the whole like commercialized of like mm-hmm. all the holidays. It's all about like buying mm-hmm. and shopping and things like that. I personally just like the fact of like spending time with your family.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
what's most important. But yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and nowadays we do a little bit of Christmas presents because we don't celebrate Sinterklaas anymore because that's for kids.
Oh, really?
So we kind of quit that, I think, yeah, super long ago. Maybe the last time that I celebrated it with my parents, I was 10 years old or something.
Oh, okay.
So then after that, we started to do it with Christmas, just to have that kind of like present tradition, but then not with Sinterklaas anymore, because it's like when you grow older and like all the family, all my nephews and nieces, they also get... They have kids and like they celebrate with their own little family. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the whole family anymore. That's
I have a question for you. In the Netherlands, do they teach about Santa Claus and do they tell the kids that there's a Santa Claus kind of thing or no?
I don't know. I don't think so because we have like the tradition with the presents. It's called Sinterklaas and that's something else.
I mean, it sounds close to Santa
it
Claus.
It sounds close, yeah, but it's the history is not the same.
So, but you guys don't have like a Santa Claus kind of thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not really. I mean, not in the that extent that you guys.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. No, not really. Yeah, of course, if you go to like a shopping mall, maybe there's like a Santa Claus, like, but mm-hmm. it's not really having a meaning for us that way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then when the Santa Claus thing and you put the shoe under there, was it like somebody was coming to put it in like Santa Claus or no? Just like everybody knew it was the adults that were doing it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to believe that Sinterklaas was coming. But
and who is Sinterklaas?
That's it's they say like Sinterklaas is from Spain, but actually the tradition is, I think, like from origin it's from Turkey. It's like Sinterklaas is Turkish, but they make up this whole story for kids that Sinterklaas is from Spain. And if you're not being nice, then Sinterklaas is going to get you and brings you to Spain.
And bring you to Spain like a slave or something?
I don't know. Like, but now that I live in Portugal, I'm like, as a kid, I wish I could go to Spain. I was already close. But back then it was like a really bad thing that Sinterklaas would take you like... So
he was like a bad guy in a way.
Well, yeah.
If you were like, good, he was a good guy. If you were bad, he was a bad guy.
Exactly. So we were like, okay, we want to have presents, so we better be good. So it was kind of like manipulation
yeah,
also,
of course
right?
it was.
From your parents, like. And if you didn't, if you weren't nice, then your shoe was empty on that day. So
have you ever experienced a Christmas where your shoe was empty or
it was
someone
not
you
a
know?
Christmas.
Oh, your Sinterklaas.
Really good.
December 5th. Did you ever experience an empty shoe?
No.
Or did you know of someone who experienced an empty shoe?
I don't remember because that's like super long ago that we would put like literally our shoe there,
yeah.
Me and my brother. But I don't know. I think my parents would always like kind of say it as a joke of threaten us with that. But it would never... happen because yeah. it's really sad. So then yeah, I would be traumatized probably.
Especially too if like you didn't get anything and your brother got something.
Yeah.
That would be like yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah. So that's like luckily that never happened. So
okay. Well that's good. let's go on to the next one. Have
yes.
you noticed any cultural differences with how Christmas is celebrated here in Portugal?
Interesting one because, well, I already said that it's not a cultural difference, I think, but I noticed that here they only have the first Christmas day.
Yeah. And then you were actually here for Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
So how was it for you? Like, did you notice anything different like while you were here?
Well, I can't really like look inside a Portuguese family
yeah.
house. So it's like, I mean, they can look into my house because I never have the blinds down, but they always have some kind of curtains or something. And I mean, I have Portuguese friends, but I never spent Christmas here yet with like Portuguese friends. So I can't really say something about that. But I feel like in general, in Portugal, I feel like religion is still more important than... I would say that it is now in the Netherlands. But then for like the younger generation, I think it's the way we approach Christmas is kind of similar because I feel like in general, the younger people, they're not super like religious anymore.
Here?
Yeah, in general, like our age. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's less popular. Well, popular. I don't know if you can say it like that, but
in the sense of like them going to mass or something, or
yeah, like going to church on like Christmas or something. But correct me if I'm wrong. That's just my
mm-hmm.
My assumption, kind of.
Yeah.
Because also like our friends, they're also not religious, right? Our Portuguese friends.
I think they grew up.
Yeah.
Religious. I don't know if they are like practicing. But I'm sure there's like some deep roots in there. I'm not exactly sure. I can't say 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really don't know, because I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've never spent Christmas with a Portuguese family here, so I don't know what it's like inside.
Yeah.
All I can see is what's happening outside.
Exactly.
So in regards to like, I like how they decorate everything here. Mm-hmm. It's like very intense and it's very beautiful.
It is.
And like with the big Christmas tree and then the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And then the ceremony has like fireworks, mm-hmm. which is like crazy. It's like huge. And there's like so many people show up for it. It was, I experienced that last year. I didn't go to it this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I already experienced it last year. And
yeah.
It was kind of cold, but
true. It is cold in the night. Yeah.
But I thought it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. And I like how they celebrate it here just from what I've seen on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't really know from the inside.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. But that's not really a cultural, it's just how it looks. Right. I mean,
yeah, I don't know culturally cause yeah, I've never exactly. spent a Christmas with a Portuguese family.
No.
So
yeah,
all I can say is what it looks like from the outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I also don't know if it is like that different than how Dutch people would celebrate it, or
it's probably spending time with family and friends, kind of thing. And I'm sure probably each family has their own unique traditions that they do. So there might be some similarities amongst them, but I'm sure the main thing is like spending time with friends and family.
Yeah, exactly. And I also feel like with like most people that are not that religious anymore, or like religion is not like so kind of prominent anymore, I think it also gives some room to kind of adopt your own traditions and like
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of variations nowadays.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of variations, especially in regards to you mentioned with religion, because I know from back in the States, a lot of people who were Catholic, they would go to like midnight mass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious if they do that here or if they just like go to church like the day before and they're like, I don't know. So it could, I'm actually curious to find out.
Mm-hmm.
In the comments, guys, can you tell us what you guys do for Christmas here in Portugal in your home?
Yeah, and if you go to church, because I think I was here like last Christmas, where we're gonna dive into that also, but I think I also saw like some something going on here in the like the little church. I'm not gonna share where it is, because then everybody knows where I live, but there, like at the end of the streets, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Okay, great. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
Now we're gonna dive right into it. How did you experience celebrating your first Christmas in Portugal and being away from your family?
Well, I did spend Christmas here last year. Alone. But it was because I wanted to. I actually wanted, it was my first time coming here to Portugal during the holidays, and I wanted to experience everything that I could, so I wanted to spend Christmas here. And I went to all of like the Christmas markets.
Oh, that's nice.
Which were, they're so pretty here in Europe.
Are.
Like, and then here in Portugal too, it's just like, it's so cute how they set it up and it just looks so elegant. And like, it just makes you like, want to be like, huh.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, guys. Like,
yeah,
you can just walk there. And also last week I met with a friend and we would just walk like down the Avenida Liberdade with all the beautiful lights. And it's just so, it feels like kind of a fairy tale, right?
It does. Yeah. And there's so many like little markets that you can go to and get your like your hot wine, which is my first time ever trying hot wine, which was actually really good. It kind of tastes like sangria, but just hot.
Hot, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and then like, all the Christmas lights. And I went to Cascais and saw that Christmas market last year, which was really pretty. I mean, Cascais is just really pretty in general. Mm-hmm. So then you add a little Christmas in there, which was really nice. I don't know, I just really kind of gives you the the good vibes when you're here during the holidays.
Yeah, but did you all do all that on the same day? Because Christmas is for you like one day, right? Like,
no, I did that during like the time that it was up. So oh, I mean, yeah. They start in November.
That's true. Like the end of November, you can already.
And
like,
they go till January.
Yeah, that's true.
So throughout time. That time, I was doing that. But like specifically on Christmas Day, I stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't remember what I ate. I think I actually, was that Thanksgiving? I ordered sushi.
Oh, nice.
But no, I think I just either ordered some food if there was a place open. Or I cooked something. And then I just kind of just like me and Bella just like chilled. And then, of course, I FaceTimed my family. And I was on the phone with them most of the time. And then, I don't know, I just like chilled.
Cute.
Yeah.
Did you also celebrate it Christmas Eve? Like the day before?
Well, there's nothing really for me to celebrate Christmas Eve here because it's just me. Yeah, and then in my traditions back home, it's like giving a gift.
Oh,
type of thing.
Gift for yourself.
So, the gift for myself was peace.
No.
But yeah, like Christmas Eve was mostly just about doing the one gift thing.
Okay.
But we were just all together. Mm-hmm. Family is all together. Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Day.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what was it like for you, your first time here for Christmas?
Yeah, that was a very special one because my parents came for Christmas.
Nice.
And in the beginning they were saying, yeah, I'm not so sure because we like to celebrate Christmas like traditional, just at our house and like they always do. And but then without me because I didn't want to come like last winter because I just, how I felt was that I just moved here. So I was like, I don't want to go back. And also I moved because of the horrible Dutch winters. So I was like, in December, I'm going to stay in Portugal.
And it was actually warm Christmas Day. Because I actually did a video
on
my
hot.
Other channel. And I was like, it is like, well, this is for American audience. It was like 65 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what you guys...
still remember like... During Christmas, because my parents were here and we would sit in the sun and like could sometimes even take like our jacket off. And I think it was around 16 or 17 degrees. It's kind of similar to what we have now, but it was super sunny. So sometimes it would feel like warmer.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I celebrated, of course, two Christmas days with my parents because it's very weird for us to only celebrate one. And also I found out that Portugal had only one, I think, on the second Christmas day because everything was open and going on. And
that's
I was like,
when you
yeah, because I was like, it's not so silent as I would think that it would be on like a holiday because you can really feel like in Portugal when it's a holiday because there's no construction work. It's like less traffic. It's kind of like silent.
It's silent.
Yeah.
It really is. And you're like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. So on the second Christmas day, I was like, what's everybody doing? Like, and then I found out that here they don't have the second Christmas day. But it's so funny because I never thought of that. Like, it's just you grow up with the idea that there's two Christmas days. And all the people you know, they also celebrate two. So it's like...
Yeah.
So that was funny. So then the first day, I think we celebrated it at my place. Also, we couldn't really go for dinner because on the first Christmas day, most restaurants were also closed. So I organized like a dinner at my place. But because it's only me and my parents, I had way too much food. So then we also had dinner at my place on the second Christmas day. And on the second Christmas day, we went to Belém. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Geronimus, how do you call it? That we have a picture in front of it, like the...
Oh, the Christ statue?
I don't know the word in English. In Dutch, it's a cloister. It's like with that little park. And we went for dinner there. And we have a picture that we stand in front of it. Like the Geronimus thingy.
Oh, okay.
How do you call it?
Monastery? That monastery?
Yeah, is that...
You mean the specific place where we had dinner?
No, like the
place that we took a picture in front of. It's a monastery.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went there because a lot of people recommended that. Also, the people, the Portuguese people in my building, they recommended it for us to go there.
For specifically for Christmas?
Or just no, just with general? My parents. Oh, okay. Yeah, and it was open on second Christmas day because everything was just like a regular day here. So we were like, okay, then we can also go out and do something.
Yeah.
Because I also feel like how we celebrate Christmas, the second Christmas day is a bit more casual. So the second day you can kind of like do things. And the first day, most things are closed. So it's like,
yeah,
in that way, yeah, it makes more sense to do something on the second day. So that's what we did. And yeah, it was actually a really fun experience to host like for Christmas for the first time.
Yeah.
Because normally I would always go to my parents' house, and they would never like come to my house for Christmas. So this was a first for everybody. So it was really interesting. And also like all my neighbors and everybody in the building, they were all also nice, and they wanted to talk to my parents. Aww. And say like, oh, Feliz Natal, like Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was just so cute and like, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's super sweet.
And the weather was so good, and it was like, yeah, it was all
that's amazing perfect. That you got to spend like your first Christmas with your parents.
Yeah,
here. That's like that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't really see it coming, because they were like, yeah, let's see, I don't know if you want that. And then in the end, they booked the ticket. I was like, yay!
I love that.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Eating.
Do you have one? I like that. Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know if I have one. It's just, yeah, like watching Christmas movies or something. Mm. Just in general, I think everything cozy,
yeah,
and everything food, I'm down for it, you know?
I agree. Because I don't think I really have like a Christmas tradition. Like I said, I'm like so anti-holidays now, but I love just like spending time with friends and family, so... yeah, being cozy, eating.
Yeah,
that's good. Have a little sip here and there.
True.
Depending on the vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're very easy to please, so come celebrate Christmas with us.
I know.
Not on all areas, but very easy to please when it comes to like coziness and food.
Yes.
And wine and sangria and beer and whatever.
Yes.
Just count us in. Mm-hmm. Already. Ooh, we haven't talked about this yet. How are you going to celebrate Christmas this year?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So,
what are your plans?
I just got back home from Missouri for my brother's wedding. And my mother asked me to come back for Christmas, and I decided to stay here again for Christmas. Sorry, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Because it was actually a lot, because I travel with Bella there, and then my mom has these German Shepherds, and one doesn't get along with Bella. And he somewhat slightly attacked her. So the whole time I was there, I was like on pins and needles, and I was like anxious the whole time, and I didn't get much sleep, and I was just exhausted.
Mm.
So when my mother asked for me to come back, I was just like, it's like so fast, because I was just there.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I mean, I love y'all, but I don't know if I have the energy to, like, go back again so quickly and spend another, you know, week or so. I mean, I love y'all. I really do. But I kind of just want to chill and, like, I'll FaceTime and see everybody. But, yeah, I'm actually planning maybe possibly going on a little road trip here. Because that's what I was thinking of doing prior to my mom's offer. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't know, because I do everything kind of last minute. I'm very spontaneous mm-hmm. in that way. So I might go somewhere. I might not. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But are you planning on going alone on the road trip, or you want to go with someone?
Me and Bella.
Aww.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. And then you're just going to rent a car and then mm-hmm. find a nice route or something.
Yeah, because I'm curious to see what northern Portugal looks like. Mm-hmm. I've seen some parts, but I don't know. Maybe I'll spend a little time in Porto, because the first time I went there, I didn't really spend that much time there and get to see. So I don't know. Everything's up in the air. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see how I feel. I normally just do things by how I feel and go from there.
Yeah. It's also nice that everything is still open, because I feel like normally with Christmas, everything is already like planned out for you. So
yeah.
Now... Yeah. You have options, right?
I do.
Yeah, I love that.
And I might just stay home. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope it's great weather again during Christmas. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. That would be nice.
Yeah.
What about for you? What are you doing for Christmas?
This year, I'm going to the Netherlands. Mm. And it's going to be my... kind of first winter in 2 years. So I'm a bit scared. First real winter after I moved here.
Oh my goodness. Layer up.
Yeah. So I'm a bit concerned about like traveling with hand luggage for 2 weeks.
Oh. Because, yeah, this stuff is thick. Yeah. Which you have to wear.
But I
just
still
wear everything.
Yeah, I'm going to wear everything on the plane. Yeah. I will. And also I have some like super ugly winter clothes and jackets at my parents that were too hot for Portugal. So I just left it there just in case I would come in the winter. Well, now it comes in handy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to celebrate Christmas with my parents, mm-hmm. probably also at their house. Maybe that my sister will come, I don't know. And yeah, I think the second Christmas day, it's also at their house. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I will kind of go with the flow. I don't know if they have anything planned with family. Mm-hmm. Could be that we, on the second day, we go somewhere. Depends on the weather also.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys normally do something on the second Christmas day, like outside?
Yeah, because the second Christmas day is a bit more casual. And then like supermarkets and... like all places
are open.
They are open. Okay. Yeah. So the first is kind of like more cozy, like indoors, and the second is like going somewhere or with other family or just doing whatever. So yeah, I don't know. Like I have these blocks in my calendar, like Christmas with the family, and I will see like who comes around and where my parents will take me. I don't know. Like
yeah.
That
sounds fun. That'll be nice. And it'll be good to spend time with your mom and dad at their home.
Yeah, because I've not been there for half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was there was summer, so now it's like a different season, also a different feeling, different vibe.
It might snow. Does it snow in your neighborhood?
It can snow. It actually already snowed this year. Mm-hmm. It snowed in November somewhere already. But it really depends. It can also be like nice weather. It can be sunny. It can be rainy. It can be snowy. So we don't know yet what we're up to. So that, it also depends a bit on the weather, of course, what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like playing games, eating. Just chilling.
Very
comfy and cozy, I hope. Chill.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for you. So let's say next year you spend Christmas here alone.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Ooh.
How would you spend it?
Well, actually, I've been on my own for Christmas.
Hmm.
But because we have two Christmas days.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would be like on the second day, like, okay, bye, ciao. I'm going to spend the second day alone because I moved out of my parents' house when I was 18. So like I'm used to being alone, but also like when I would visit my parents on the first day and then would come back to my house, I didn't have like the energy or I didn't feel like going again there, like
yeah,
going with the bus or la la, and then with like the bad weather, and I was like, oh, I'll stay cozy in my just in my house. And what I would do if I would be here in Portugal alone, I think I would, well, I think the weather would be definitely better than in the Netherlands. So I think I would just go to a park or something, just in the sun or whatever. Yeah. And like, if everything is closed on the first Christmas day, you can still go. Well, I don't know if the parks are also, they can also be closed, by the way. But I could go on the second Christmas day, because here everything is already open on the second day. But let's say I would spend the first day, first Christmas day here, and everything was closed. I think I would just watch a Christmas movie, get comfy, get hot chocolate. I think, yeah, it's not that difficult, I right? know. It's like, it's what I already do now. It's like... read a book and just light all my candles, put the cozy lights on and everything, the decoration I already have, I'm already in the spirit, so I won't be bothered. And I also feel like you won't be bothered, because you already spend it alone. Yeah.
As you can see, no. I would do the exact same thing. I would probably go for like a long walk with Bella to the park or somewhere, or just I mean, that's what I did last year. We went for a walk, probably a couple of walks, because I take her out a bunch. And then, you know, I ordered food, or I can't remember exactly if I ordered or, but this year, maybe I'll order some food.
Why not?
We'll see if there's places open.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. To check.
Like if, because in California, there are always places open, because there's a lot of people who don't celebrate Christmas because of different religions and things like that. So you could always order something, but there's the same here too as well. Like we would always order like Chinese, because the Chinese place would always be open.
That's true. Yeah,
so maybe I'll do that this year, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like hang out, probably watch a movie, just me and Bella, just cuddle up on the couch, and just of course FaceTime my family.
Yeah.
And then after that, just chill.
Yeah. And it's only one day, so it's like time flies. So, well, for you, it's only one day. For me, it's two. But, I mean, it's just one Christmas day, and then it's already over. So,
I think, actually, Christmas Eve last year, I went actually walking around all of Lisbon, like downtown area.
Nice.
So, we just, like, went and looked at all the lights and things like that. We went and had dinner. So, that's what I did. I went and had dinner. It was Christmas Eve, though. I went and had dinner somewhere.
Alone, also? Or
yeah. And then I FaceTimed my mom when I was having dinner. And then we just went home. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much to do. And also when it's like a sunny day, it's also really nice to walk like down the river, like the water. And
Yeah.
Although nothing might be open, but still, a walk is always like possible. Yeah. So. Many options in Lisbon.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. Last but not least, what advice do you have for people that are celebrating Christmas in a new country for the first time, away from family, that feel lonely or homesick?
I would suggest taking the time to actually sit and be alone and see what comes up. What is it that's coming up that makes you feel uncomfortable or makes you feel like if you're not able to be alone, if you're the type of person who's not used to being alone and is not able to be alone, if that is coming up, maybe like take the time to actually like dive within yourself to see what it is that's triggering that, or like something you could work on. I always go towards the therapeutic side, but
you get therapy on Christmas if you want it or not.
I mean, you finally have the time to actually do something, because otherwise you're like working and you have this you have to do, you have this you have to do. This is the one day that everything is closed and you can actually have the time for yourself.
Yeah.
But if that's not an issue and you just like I would suggest, like, if you're in Lisbon or just in general.
In general, people that moved like to a new place, could be anywhere.
I would say explore the Christmas cheer and festivities in your city. And because it's always going to be open, I feel like on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, maybe. Just explore and go around. Get some holiday cheer. Have some hot chocolate. Get home. Throw on a movie, a Christmas movie. It's always like, especially like I like to watch the older movies from like when I was a kid.
Yes.
Loved Home Alone. Oh my gosh, I've seen that movie so many times. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the movies I would love to like watch. But yeah, find your favorite movie. Have some hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. Snuggle up. Tell yourself I love you. And you're done deal.
So for Christmas, you heard it. Work on yourself. That's the best present that you can give to yourself.
Absolutely. Right? Oh my gosh, you said that so good.
Yeah, well, I was like, but the intention was there.
Yes.
I can already feel that I didn't speak to anyone this week because of my language today. It happens so often. It's like...
If you don't speak to anyone, you forget how to speak.
No, not forget, but it's not coming out so smoothly. And I noticed it happens. That, but it's only me that notices it, so it's fine.
Yeah. So what would you do? What advice would you give someone? Yeah. What advice would you give yourself if you spent Christmas here by yourself?
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything to add. That literally never happens. But...
Eat. Just go get some food and
eat. Eating. Go eating is therapy also. Like no, I feel like it's so easy for me to say like just enjoy yourself because that's what I would do. It's like for me it's so easy to be alone. So it's like
Yeah,
like I like what you said. Like take also the time because I feel like the end of the year is so good to do like some reflection. Mm-hmm. About yourself, but also about the year and like the year ahead. And you can also use it kind of as like a reset kind of day.
Yeah.
And it's only one day, I learned. So
it's like give yourself one day.
Yeah. Just to
see what happens.
Yeah. And I mean, if you feel lonely, you can always like FaceTime someone.
Yeah.
But sometimes it also makes you more sad or lonely, you know, because then it's like you're kind of missing out when everybody's together and you're not. So I don't know, like
it depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes yes, maybe sometimes no. Yeah. I guess it just depends on the situation. But when I FaceTime, I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, that's
true. In some
way.
So I'm like, I feel like I'm not missing out, but I can see as well sometimes that you may feel like you're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it goes both ways.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think that was it for this year, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh,
the last episode of the year. I can't believe that. Ooh.
It was really. We had a really good year.
Yeah,
it's been an amazing year for us. Mm-hmm. Just coming and moving to Portugal and then finding this podcast and starting this podcast. And I don't know, I feel like we've grown so much just with this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And so, as a person.
Yeah,
also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are, with this podcast, I feel like we're learning so much about ourselves.
And about each other.
And about each other. Like with the questions that we ask, it really makes you like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of self-reflective also.
Yeah.
Some questions you really need to kind of like go a bit deeper, you know?
Yeah, and you start thinking about things that you like haven't thought about in a long time. You're like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that, you know?
Yeah, exactly, because time is going so fast. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes you really need to think like how you would feel in a specific moment and like how it was. Because also I feel like now that we're here for... Well, over a year already. It's like, I can also feel, well, I don't know if I'm like super aware of it, but if I just think about the beginning and I just see myself standing in like a supermarket with like no clue and kind of, you know, I feel like so much has happened and changed already in the time that we are here.
Mm-hmm. It really has. Yeah. It's been a fun journey.
It is. So
up until this point, and it's only going to get better.
Yes.
So we got to let you guys know that we are going on a break. We will be coming back in the beginning of January.
Yes, with fresh insights.
Regular scheduled programming on Tuesdays, starting January 13th. Mm-hmm. Will be our first day back. So you have all this time to catch up on all of our episodes.
Yeah.
If you're behind.
Yeah. And we have a lot.
Yes, we do.
So make sure to catch up before we're back in the new year. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're watching the video, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe, because we know that you're watching.
Yes, I hope you enjoy. Leave us a comment.
Yes.
Like, tell us what you're thinking. Like, we would really like to know, like, if you're liking the episode, if you want to know more information, or just your whole, I don't know, if you want to yell at us, do it.
Just, yeah, why not?
Give us something.
And also share what you're going to do for Christmas. Ooh, I want to know.
Yes. Ew. Also share what you would do for Christmas if you were alone. Put that in the comments. I want to see what everyone else would do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah. All right. Oh, and also don't forget to, if you're listening, follow us on Spotify or whatever platform you are listening, and also rate us. That would be really nice. Because we would just also love to hear what you guys think. So if you have time, you can leave a little review, and we would love to hear it.
Yes. So. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. And we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. And we will see you guys in the next one. And this is From Lisbon
with love. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
Anossa. Feliz Navidad.
But it's Feliz Natal.
Natal. Oh,
Feliz Natal.
Natal.
Yeah, in Portuguese. Feliz Natal.
Feliz Natal.
Feliz Natal. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
We do it now. I put a ding.
Oh, on that's nice. But I think for the Christmas one, you should have like an extra ding, ding, ding.
Oh my gosh.
I don't feel my legs anymore. I was like, and my hands were so cold. I was like, I'm so uncomfortable.
And I do yoga every day. What's going on? Oh.